The telecommunications company announced an impasse Thursday after 4 months of contract talks and imposed its final offer, freezing the current pension plan and eliminating retiree health care benefits. The unions say it also allows the company to outsource jobs. The unions have responded by filing a complaint with the labor board, accusing Fairpoint of refusing to bargain in good faith. A company spokeswoman said the company is willing to listen to further proposals. Union workers already authorized a strike and had been working under terms of a contract that expired on August 2nd. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.